Learning for real. Life, in large part, is about becoming a noble, dignified, and thus great being, and later, helping the world grow. I'm sure someone someday will simply explain why so many things have gone wrong today. It could be that nobody is really in charge, and the liars are keeping everything in a constant state of destruction. It could be lack of education, and the thing that is disrupting education is the ongoing uneducation and fantasy beliefs and lifestyles. Be it believing a falsehood, or pretending to know something, or having been misled, it will always have lasting consequences, as those things influence our decisions. And it is not always easy to pull ourselves up and above it all. Am I wrong to say that finding a good book to get us started, or a friend, is kind of a function of luck? The unlucky may never set themselves free. They may never come across something that is compatible with their mind that will influence them to keep learning and rising. Obviously, schools were meant to fix this. They were meant to teach us what is false, what is wrong, what isn't real, and how parents shouldn't behave. And school really should be our shield and a place of wisdom. But it is actually a place of punishment that frequently will cause parents to punish the students even more. This is an example of an interruption to growing up. Our natural curiosity would have us do amazing things. Observing Jupiter's moons and Saturn's rings through our own telescope. And that would be just one tiny step away from taking pictures of the Andromeda Galaxy. We would be composing music. It is unbelievably easy to compose beautiful melodies for the piano with a digital audio workstation like the open source LMMS. The world of art would open itself to us as we put our photographs through basic GIMP photo filters and project outlines of our art inspirations on walls or canvas. Then our attention would turn to fixing climate, fixing politics, making world peace a reality, ensuring human rights all around the world, and fixing schools. Becoming great beings comes naturally to us. Be careful. If school is not teaching you for real, if it is interrupting your real education, then it poses a kind of a danger. You have to grow up in a culture where opinions can't stand up to facts, where ineffective politics are seen as clear evidence of corruption. You have to grow up in a world that does not try to trick you into thinking that memorization is education, to make the job of collecting paychecks easier. You have to grow up in a world that cares about the future, and thus consequences of actions that are taking place today. You have to grow up in a world that will protect you and empower you to become a great being. There's this disgusting little saying in the country that I come from.
Co wolno, wojewodzie, to nie tobie smrodzie.
It means a stinking little person can't do what a governor can. That is the opposite of the truth. This is a lie that is meant to belittle and intimidate the younger generations, and it automatically forfeits the authority of the person spreading that lie. The truth is, to you belongs the future. And by the time you get there, all that will be left of those governors is the unforeseen consequences of their brainless actions. Consequences that in their lack of education and wisdom, they were unable to foresee. Consequences that they will not be able to deal with, and they will be too old to care. See, the truth is, the future of humankind is more important than any short-sighted vision. All the ongoing mistakes are unmovable today precisely because almost nobody is growing up to face the reality of the future of humankind. People are instead taught to deal and make deals, which only complicates problems like climate change or our road forward towards world peace. If your school is teaching you to pretend to learn by means of memorization and to stop caring about the world because it is not your problem yet, your first act of greatness is to quietly and peacefully resist a fake education and go get a real one, presumably from narrated books that will ease you into complicated subjects. Those who stand in the way of real education forfeit their authority over you, as they are simply there to pretend to teach and get paid. Being your teacher is not just a job. Bridging generations with knowledge and wisdom is nothing like a job. And pretending to teach to merely get paid is not only fraud, but a crime against humanity and the future of humankind, because it will only prolong suffering and propagate mistakes forward. Not only do you have to resist fake education and make your way to get a real one on your own, you also have to help the others, prevent their growing up from being interrupted with fake education. Do not let the teachers frighten you into memorization. You will lose if you try to stand up to them directly. So move beyond who is right and wrong. Do not waste time on broken things. Begin your self-education immediately and help your classmates if you can. As to your financial worries, try to learn computers, programming, and design, and build a series of little companies with your friends until you get the hang of things and build a big one. Start slow. Be gentle. You have much to learn. Here are a few authors and real teachers to get you started. There are thousands of these magnificent individuals out there, and you will have to understand most of their thoughts and philosophy in order to get a real, self-balancing, and mutually reinforcing picture of the world. Greta Thunberg, Sir Ken Robinson, Astra Taylor, Jill Tarter, Brené Brown, Richard Dawkins, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, Lord Martin Rees, Lawrence Krauss, Daniel Dennett, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, Bill Bryson, P.Z. Myers, Alex Filipienko, Seth Shostak, Sean Carroll, Jared Diamond, Howard Zinn, and Noam Chomsky.